I'm reading this cool article about a young woman named Jeanine LeCaire.
Really? What about her?
When she was 9 years old, Jeanine and a friend founded an organization that protects the rainforest in Costa Rica.
Wow, that's amazing. Her parents must be really proud.
Yeah. Actually, her mother helped her found the organization. It's called Kids Saving the Rainforest.
Huh. So what does the organization do?
Well, volunteers work on different projects. For example, they plant trees and help animals.
I see. That must be fascinating.
Yeah. They have a website where you can learn more about Kids Saving the Rainforest.
Cool. I'll have to check it out.
I saw an incredible documentary on TV about Arnshorn Pond.
Oh, yeah? So who's Arn... what's his name?
Arnshorn Pond. He's an amazing young man from Cambodia. He and some friends founded the Cambodian Master Performers Program.
Really? What's that?
It's an organization that helps Cambodian singers and musicians.
That must be interesting. How does it help them?
The program gives money and musical instruments to the singers and musicians, so they can teach young students. The program also makes recordings of the performers, and it organizes concerts.
I see. That must be great.
Yeah. Arn's program is helping young people in Cambodia learn about their musical traditions.
I just read this really interesting story on the internet. It's about a young woman from Kosovo named Ardina Gojani.
Oh, so what did she do?
Well, when she was 11 years old, Ardina and her family came to the United States. A year later, Ardina learned that there was a fire in the library she used to visit in Kosovo.
I bet she felt terrible.
Yeah, but then Ardina started collecting books to send to Kosovo. Some teachers and students at her school helped, too. They worked with the International Book Project.
What's that?
It's an organization that sends books to more than 100 countries around the world.
Wow. So Ardina helped build a new library in Kosovo. She must feel pretty good.
Yeah.
So you got rid of your TV? How's that?
Yeah, it's fine. I love it. I think I can actually do more with my life now because it's not there staring at me saying, switch me on. I just don't understand this whole... The television has just become such a dominant part of our lives and it doesn't need to be.
Because we're such a visual people now,
yeah.
You know. We don't live in, like, the dark ages,
yeah.
Where it's just like we had silent movies and like a photo, you know. There's so we crave those things now.
So you're saying that we can't do anything for ourselves? It all has to be done for us.
That's why I like the cinema, because yes, there are things that are just popcorn, you know, movies where you see people doing amazing things in different worlds, but you do get very artistic and informative films and you know. So I'm not saying that you need to just sit there and be a zombie. So I know what you're saying about just relaxing, but at the same time, there's other ways of getting information and being enriched, like artistically and just knowledge.
Okay, but there surely should be some sort of cutoff point. People don't need to be watching television every night. Come on, you must be with me on that.
No, but it's no different to listening to the radio every night.
I agree with her.
Well, I can be doing other things whilst listening to the radio.
Well, exactly, so you don't want to just stop and do one thing. So you're,
I can't see myself doing that. I'd much rather be cooking something new or, you know, listening to the radio whilst, like I said, jogging or... I just can't... Maybe I just can't sit still and watch, you know, for 3 hours, but...
I think Vince is right. I think the thing is we've evolved as a society, and with that we've got much more expansive media now. So why not go with that? Why do you have to say, oh, just because it's not what we used to have, you know, 20 years ago, that's a bad thing? It's really amazing that they can do so much with animation. I mean, I don't really like the cinema. I just because of the people, I like to be in my own space. I think it's brilliant to be able to go home in my own surroundings, be comfortable and watch stuff on TV, be it really good or bad. But the access that we have now to different programs is phenomenal.
I know, but you're making me sound as if I'm some, you know, dark-aged someone who has never even experienced cinema, television, any sort of new media. I'm not saying that I disagree with it all or I don't enjoy it. There are certain parts of it that I really enjoy. Of course I do, but I don't see the need for all of us to have a television set. I mean, some children have television sets in their bedrooms. There is no way that my child, if I have one, is going to have a television in their bedroom.
What? Are you serious? Come on now. If you're doing whatever you're doing, and say the child's just come back from school and you're fixing dinner and they want to do something, but you don't want them to go too... You don't want them going to playing with their friends because then they really get into that and then you have to call them away. And you've got like 30 minutes, 45 minutes. And you just throw on a TV show that they can watch and be entertained, and then they finish watching TV and then dinner's ready.
So I had the dinner party last night, okay?
Yeah, did it go well?
Well, no. So I said to myself, I'll make a Thai red curry. It'll be delicious.
Lovely.
Delicious.
Thai red curry.
That was great. But I didn't have any spring onions, so I used Brussels sprouts, and I must have...
Why would you use Brussels sprouts?
Well, they were the only green things in the house.
They're the ones that taste disgusting that you have to have at Christmas,
no,
right?
They are Christmas vegetables. You can get them fried really well, and I must have mistook the sugar for the salt, and all the people came over, and we started talking, and I kind of got distracted. We started talking about the new Obama administration, and it was a very, very interesting conversation.
As you do.
I must have burnt the curry. Well, I did burn the curry, and...
How did you burn the curry?
Well, I must have had it on too high and it got too hot. Anyway, it tasted terrible.
Did you try it first before you put it on the table, yeah?
No.
You didn't?
No, I kind of just served it hoping...
I know that now. Oh my goodness.
So it was awful. So I had to just pay for takeout to this curry place around the corner. This Indian
good
place
idea.
Around the corner.
That's what I'd have done straight away.
Did you not like practice first? Like if I'm having a dinner party, I'd always like do it and then run up.
Really?
Yeah. If I'm having a party on like Saturday, I'll cook the meal on the Tuesday.
But that's a waste of money.
It's not a waste of money because you get to eat the gorgeous food.
Yeah, but won't you waste if you're cooking for six people?
Yeah, but you do a little mini version for yourself and you invite a friend over or something.
But how do you know how to measure all the different ingredients and things?
Well, I have scales, but I just kind of know.
See, I never know. I never get it right, ever. Even though I have scales, I'll always kind
don't
of somehow...
Don't use a cookery book.
Yeah, but even still, the amounts don't make any sense. What's a TSP?
Oh, that's a teaspoon.
Oh, a tea.
Is it because you're American?
No.
Like it's so natural. You just, you know, you read the ingredients and then you kind of just go with it a bit. You've got to give it a bit of love and just kind of go
this
with it.
It's just over my head.
Don't you cook at all?
Hate cooking.
Don't you?
Absolutely hate it.
I thought you cooked.
No. Beans on toast, fine. I'd much rather be doing other things.
Really?
Really?
So if I made you cook a meal, like, and I said you've got to cook a meal tonight, would you have...
I'd have no idea. You'd have to do it all for me. I wouldn't have a clue.
I would happily. I love it. I cook every day.
So really? Much.
Oh, yeah. No, every day? I never cook.
Well, yeah.
How can you get on with the rest of the tasks in a day?
Yeah.
Well, to me, it's like one of the most important things that I'm looking after myself, and it's how I know I'm grounded if I'm at home.
Food is that important?
Yeah.
Well, food is very important.
Food and sleep and, like, friend. What more is there?
Yeah, it's true.
Do you know what I mean? I kind of think about it every day. So
really?
I think, what's in my cupboard?
Oh, my God.
What have
that's
I got to eat?
That's just insane.
Yeah. If I've got some prawns, what shall I...
I always eat out. That's what I always do.
Do you?
I love going to new restaurants and trying new things. Oh my God! I went to this Japanese place. The sushi there was just, it was great. Like the fish was perfectly prepared, and the rice was wonderful. I love when we have lots of wasabi and some ginger on there. It tastes amazing.
My name is Alison, and I've been teaching here at the Pony Centre for 21 years. The Pony Centre is a charity for disabled and disadvantaged children and young adults, and they come here on a weekly basis for different riding activities. I come to the Pony Centre every Saturday morning and I teach riding for the disabled lessons. We have a variety of children and young adults that come here. Some are disabled and some are not disabled, but for all the children that come here, they mix with able-bodied or disabled people, which is a great advantage to them. The riding actually is for therapy for them, and it's also fun. I've always loved horses, and I started riding at 7 years old, but because we didn't have very much money, I could only ride a very small amount each year. As I've got older, I've got more interested, I've been able to ride a lot more, and I've also done lots of exams in teaching, so that's how I can teach riding for the disabled. The best thing about being around horses is that they give you a tremendous feeling. They are so intuitive to your moods, your problems. And when you're riding a horse, you have a sense of freedom that you don't have with anything else.
Up on the block.
My day job is a school teacher. And this, at the weekend, is my hobby. I love teaching, and when I come here, I can actually teach the children at the level that the children are at. It's not so prescriptive like my day job, and I really enjoy being able to improve the children's lives. I love my hobby here because I can combine my love of horses with my love of teaching, and I can make people's lives better.